Tell me. One Eye shrugged, which meant probably not. Croker was no more enthralled by my marriage than was Sara's people. The bastard. I need to see him. He'll want to see you when you've got yourself under control. I grunted. You let me know when you can get by without a lot of screaming and carrying on. I can do that right now, you little shit. What did you guys mean, not letting me? You let me know when you can get by without a lot of screaming and carrying on. You little shit. I was running out of venom. I'd been out there a long time. I needed to eat. I had a feeling I wouldn't be allowed a snack till after my interview with Croker. You ready to talk? Croker asked. Done with screaming and carrying on? You guys spend the whole time I was ghostwalking rehearsing your act? So, what are your in-laws up to, Mergen? I don't have the faintest fucking idea, but I'm thinking maybe I want to put Uncle Doge's feet in the fire and ask. Croker was drinking tea. Taglians are big tea drinkers. The Shadowlanders of these parts were bigger tea people. He took a sip. You want some? Yeah, I needed liquids. Think about this. We put him to the question on account of you suddenly know they fucked you over. You think anybody, Nguyen Bao or otherwise, might wonder how you suddenly knew when you're only like 800 miles from the evidence? I don't care. Exactly. You're not thinking about anything but you. But anything you do is going to touch every member of the company. It might touch every man who came over those mountains with us. It might change the course of this war. I wanted to belittle his claims because I was hurting bad and very much wanted to do some hurting of my own. I couldn't. Time enough had passed for reason to begin rearing its reasonable head. I bit down on the words that rose in my throat. I drank my tea. I thought. I said, "You're right. So, what do we do?" Croker poured me some more tea. "I don't think we do anything. I think we go right on the way we've been. I think we do the trapdoor spider thing. I think only three guys know what an incredible tool we've got and nobody else needs to know." I grunted. I drank some tea. I said, "She thinks I'm dead. She's living her whole life based on that lie." Croker fiddled with his fire. He looked into his bag of liberated tea. One Eye finally caught on.
"Oh, yeah. I figured you was familiar with that book of the annals that was written by the captain's woman."
He showed me a sneer with a couple of teeth missing. "Right. You just keep on being reasonable. See if I care, shithead."
"I got a great idea, kid. Come on back to the wagon with me. Something I found the other day you might be interested in."
Croker said, "You guys don't wander too far. We're getting enough people in here now, it's time to start harassing Long Shadow."
"Of course," One Eye said.
He ducked out the door flap, grumbling,
"Just can't leave shit alone."
I ducked out behind him. He didn't stop.
"We could sit out here for the next 100 years and not hurt nobody. Set up our own damned kingdom. Starve the son of a bitch out, but no. We got to do some kind of..."
One Eye glanced back. We were out of earshot of the old man. "Enough of that shit."
"You dickhead. You never told me about Goblin."
"What's to tell?"